Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And once again, our on-loan signing, Andy Gibbons.
Ahoy!
Oh, fake. That's
Tom is still on holiday. How long is he away?
Don't know, the fucker.
Has he emigrated?
I was going to say, is it permanent?
Maybe he's just left.
Yeah. Well, we need to talk terms then.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, Andy wants a contract. He just doesn't like goodbyes.
Has anybody listened to any other podcasts? Maybe he just never told us and he's just on another podcast.
I think he's doing a UFC podcast.
I have heard a suspiciously dodgy Cockney sounding bloke doing a La Liga fantasy football podcast. So maybe that's Tom. He probably knows as much about that as he does this.
Yeah. That's true.
So we'll be all right. But yeah, game week 6 it is done and dusted. Game week 7 up ahead of us. And it was another eventful one. Fantasy football-wise, as all your tweets told us. And quick rundown of the results, and then obviously some of the talking points, as you all know from game week 6. This would be the slowest news way to get the football results, wouldn't it? Waiting until 4-5. Oh, I don't want to find out the scores until the bloody gaffer tapes reveal them. So if you did miss match of the day and everything in between, Chelsea obviously beat Arsenal 2-0. West Brom added to Sherwood's misery, winning 1-0. Bournemouth 1-0 at home to Sunderland. Watford beat Newcastle away from home. Stoke 2-2. Swansea 0-0 with Everton. And we'll do it now and talk about it, Ash. Man City 1, West Ham 2.
I know, the problem is the league's getting so predictable, isn't it? It's just like every week, you just know what's going to happen.
Exactly. West Ham go away to some, you know, so-called big club and then just batter them.
Yeah, I know. Like, we just want some variation. It's going to be every week. Like, who cares?
You know,
like, we go away, smash Liverpool, smash Arsenal, do Newcastle at home just for fun. That's just like a bonus. Yeah. And then we go and do Man City. Like, who, you know, God, boring.
Did you genuinely believe going into the game that you could win it?
No, I did not. Hence why I put like every Man City player in the world in my team. I didn't think we had a chance. Well, I thought maybe it would be close because, I mean, we are like, we're not soft, you know, we've got a good defensive unit or whatever. So I
think everyone just expected a 1-0 Man City win.
Grinding out. Is that what you as a neutral thought?
Yeah. In fact, the guy I work with is a West Ham fan, and I said exactly the same to him. It's going to be 1-0 City, because Man City just weren't conceding in the Premier League, and West Ham were playing well. So it made sense that Man City would nick it and not concede.
Yeah. So I mean, I made Bakary Sagna my captain.
Oh, yeah. I know a few people did.
Yeah, I just wanted... my captain choices have been so, so bad, as you can see from the blog I wrote, actually. And Andy's done one as well, the 5 mistakes I've done this season. We'll get Tom and Ash to do it as well on the gaffertapes.com. And I just thought, get some points on the board. Man City aren't conceding goals. Put a defender. Sometimes I'll do that during the season anyway if I can't work out who's going to score. Clean sheets as good as a goal and get some points. And then obviously that happens. But I did watch it. It's the first time I've got to watch West Ham properly for like since probably opening day. And Paya is some player.
Oh, yeah. Mental, isn't he? I've been saying. He's unbelievable. I don't know if people haven't seen him yet. And that wasn't his best performance by a mile, I don't think.
His first 45 minutes was incredible.
Yeah.
And like you made that joke last week saying he'll be great for Liverpool next season.
Yeah, big time.
Like West Ham fans already worrying about him vanishing.
They were a few weeks ago. I can't remember. I think it was after we beat Newcastle. They were doing news reports about how worried West Ham fans were.
Really?
And Gold and Sullivan already came out and said, don't worry, there's no release clause on him, which I think is more worrying.
Well, and then,
and also, he wants Champions League football, so he'll just stay at West Ham now.
That's it.
Exactly.
Well, that was my next question, actually, Ash. How high do you think West Ham can finish? I know it's so early, but realistically, you know, you wished for Allardyce away because he was unambitious. He just talks about staying in the league. He doesn't play nice football. Bilic comes in. I was dubious. I thought that was a crazy move the season before you moved to a big stadium. How high can you finish?
I'm still thinking just like top 10.
Yeah.
Because the problem is, it's like you said, you predicted it as well. You said we'd have a flying start because all our players are game ready, although a lot of them got rested in the Europa League.
Yeah.
I guess because they were playing proper games, not stupid friendlies.
Yeah.
They're actually
it's different.
Going. Yeah.
It's just different. Playing 6 competitive games as a squad preparing for them is different.
Yeah.
You might feel the effects of this come Christmas, though.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they've just caught everyone cold. The one advantage we do have is that we're not still in it. So come Christmas, we're really only playing the same amount of games as everyone else.
Yeah, well, Andy, when Swansea qualified for the League Cup, were there many qualifications? Did you start your season really early then or not?
I don't think we started it too early because I think you have to play the one round before the group stage, don't you?
Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad. But we struggled by having to play in the group stage, definitely. Yeah. That was a season that we almost went down, I think, when Loudrup ended up going.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Because the difference is, let's say Southampton are in it this year, but they only had to play the one round before the like the knockout before the group stage.
Yeah.
But because we got through on fair play, we were right at the start, you know, with the, you know, the lowest you could possibly start.
There'll be West Ham fans from the 60s turning in their graves at you qualifying through fair play. They'd rather get relegated than qualify through fair play. But yeah, so we are, and well, 10th place then, 10th, 9th place in the good cup run. That would be decent for West Ham, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how, it'd be interesting to see how seriously they take the cups. They always say that they do take them seriously, although then they always rest all our players and we get smashed out of them for the last few years.
Well, we are obviously recording tonight midst Capital One Cup, which I'm only interested in because there's vested money on it. Otherwise, I really couldn't care less. Mm. And Andy, Swansea.
And I've just become increasingly less interested by seeing that Swansea have gone 1-0 down.
Oh, that's not good, is it, to Hull? But yeah, so other results, obviously the big talking point. The other ones I haven't mentioned, obviously Spurs beat Crystal Palace 1-0, Liverpool 1-0 with Norwich, and Man United beat Southampton 3-2 in quite an entertaining one. The Chelsea game, let's talk about that. I know we don't just like to talk about big clubs, but it's pretty hard not to talk about that Chelsea-Arsenal game, isn't it?
It was a hell of a game, to be fair.
Yeah.
And Diego Costa has just surely cemented himself for villain of the year.
He's such a pantomime villain, though, isn't he?
He's just such a horrible, horrible human being.
I don't understand how... Did you see just a minute ago they announced that they've rescinded Gabriel's red card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on what basis?
On the basis of Diego Costa's a dick.
Yeah, but I think it's that. I mean, it can't be that he hasn't done anything wrong, because he clearly has.
He has.
He's kicked out him. It's at the least the second yellow card, and you're not going to rescind the first yellow card. So,
but you make the point, Andy. You don't blame Diego Costa in all this, really.
Well, no, I blame the fact. I blame the referees, because they let him get away with so much. In fact, there was an interesting stat today. I don't think Diego Costa, he hasn't been sent off in a good few years for either Chelsea or Atletico Madrid. And he's barely given away any fouls in that time either. So, and he hasn't got picked up many yellow cards. In that game as well, he didn't commit any tackles, any fouls. He didn't put in any tackles. There was nothing. So he kind of just stays right on the edge, but he's just such a little dick. He just sends him off.
He is a dick.
Just deal with him. It can't be that hard. But that's my gripe with referees in general anyway. They just don't take control of the games. When you see five or six players crowd around the referee, just book them all. They won't do it next
week. Yeah, they won't do it.
Well, they were saying, though, that the problem with it is that the FA and the Premier League don't want the referees to do that. So if a referee does do it and just sends everybody off, they're just going to get totally destroyed. That'll be their career.
Yeah, but you'll only get that one week. There'll be that one game that was... Do you remember when they only had seven players? And it'll never happen again.
Yeah.
It'll never, ever happen again.
And you'll never hear... It'll be like Uriah Rennie syndrome. Comes in one season, is really good.
And
like,
then
really authoritative.
And then, so then you get a TV career.
Yeah, and then Uriah Rennie ends up on Freeze Out. You know, what's it with...
Which, by the way, if you haven't seen Freeze Out... Hell of a game show. Daytime.
Are you wearing a Freeze Out, Ash?
I safely say that you two idiots are the only two people in the universe who know what you're talking about.
I swear to God, there'll be people out there who must have a cult following. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. It's a daytime TV show presented by...
You're right, really?
Mark Durden Smith.
Mark Durden Smith.
Remember him?
Yeah.
No.
So Google image him and you'll go, oh, that guy.
Oh, that guy that once did a series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Extra. Or
exactly.
Something.
Let me ask you a question, Ash. One, do you like trivia? Two, do you like curling? Three, would you like those combined? Boom, you've got Freeze Out.
Oh,
Mark Durden
okay.
Smith asks general knowledge questions and then they have to slide some sort of sphere on a ramp and Uriah Rennie's dressed as a ref and he's silent. And every time they do it, Mark Durden Smith goes, slide on.
Now, basically, that description, almost word for word, would have been pitched to somebody in a meeting and someone went, yes.
Yeah.
I want
a thousand times yes. And they went, there's one condition. Uriah Rennie has to stand there silently.
Yeah, but they've made him a villain. So he's like a really nasty piece of work. He's called like the ice ref or the ice judge.
They at no point refer to the fact that he's an ex-premiership referee.
No.
They just call him the ice ref. So there you go. Watch that. I think that's been commissioned for a second series. Great news for everyone.
I think I've just realised I could easily become, I think with my quiz hosting abilities and, you know, coming up with brilliant names, by the sounds of this, it doesn't sound like I'm too far off a TV career.
Yeah.
If anything, you're too good for one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Neil versus Real on ice. It's too
Hello.
Good.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
We have a Christmas show.
We just
right
got
there.
Ourselves a tour.
Yeah.
So we can do that around the arenas of Britain. But yeah, it's Diego Costa. That's where we started, wasn't it? Mm. Diego Costa, is he getting to the villain point where you don't even want to put him in your team because you're like, I can't bring myself.
I've taken him out of my team. I have to, because I can't explain the anxiety I was going through watching that game, knowing that because he was my captain. So, in fact, it was the week before I think he was my captain, but just the anxiety of knowing he's about to get sent off at any point and it's going to cost you. It's just too much. I had to take him out. I
think, who was your captain this week, Ash?
Aguero. Yeah.
So none of us did particularly well.
No, I know. He got 10 points like with the captaincy, but again, not a brilliant choice. I think most people are taking, would take Costa out because he's just not scoring any points.
Well, that's the other bit of it as well. He's just not doing anything. I mean, he actually had a good game, so there's reason to think that maybe
he's on a rest hit list now, though, isn't he?
Yeah. But and he's going to be out for three games now. He's just been charged today or yesterday, so he's surely he won't get away with it. They won't rescind that.
No,
not after they can't rescind it after they just did it.
Well, they've charged him and that he can appeal it. So I think he had until 6 o'clock today, and I don't know whether they challenged it or not.
Oh, right.
Such drama. Yeah. He does bring a bit of excitement, though, doesn't he? At the other end of the table, obviously, we talked about in last week, Steve McLaren, but Newcastle lost to Watford, and we actually said if he loses that game, people will start to get the pitchforks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a good result, is it? They are down 2 points, isn't it, still? They were on last week, so obviously still are this week.
Yeah. That's trouble. You know what? Some people are just assistant managers and they need to get over it.
Is that his appraisal?
you don't see Pat Rice giving it the big ones, do you?
No.
He was an assistant. He was good at it.
Yeah.
Just stick at it.
Man United have a habit of those.
Yeah. Well, Carlos Queiroz as well.
Brian Kidd. He did it.
But just stick to it. Just accept that you were good at something and not try and be good at something else. That's a motto for life. Never try and better yourself.
You managed to turn Steve McLaren's career sounding like a Tesco appraisal.
How
you're
about
just
this?
Not ready for running the store, Darren.
And as I mean, but you know what? I admire that he tried to run the store.
Yeah.
And then he went to another store. And at some point, you just have to accept.
We let him have the national store.
Yeah.
We let him have the whole store.
You let him have that superstore.
We
can
have the mega store.
At some point, you've just got to accept it's not the catchment area of the store. It's the person running it.
The store.
How about this for a prediction for next week, right?
Yeah.
Newcastle, on a slump. They've got a nice, easy game. Chelsea at home.
Yeah, is that who it is? I was just checking.
Yeah, unfortunate. How about this for a story? The doctor who was at Chelsea, who got banned by Mourinho.
Eva
left today. Next, on Saturday, she picked up as Newcastle manager. And
the manager.
manager. And beats New Chelsea. Turns Newcastle season around.
Right. Who's playing the part? This sounds like a Disney film.
I don't see why not.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. But, I mean, you couldn't do... She literally couldn't do any worse, could she?
No.
What, than John Terry?
Whoa.
there's the rumours. Yeah, well, probably not. I mean, the fans already aren't happy because they're just playing terribly.
Yeah.
They're defensively abysmal, dreadful.
Yeah.
And they haven't got anything going forwards. I mean, how early is too early?
Well,
though?
I mean, again, question is, do any of us have any Newcastle players in our entire squad? Fantasy football?
No.
None.
No, I don't even know. I wonder if any of the Newcastle...
I don't know who I'd consider.
No. I mean, you wouldn't want a defender because they're not going to keep clean sheets.
No. Mitrovic is that kind of marquee striker.
But he's too expensive.
And he's volatile, clearly. He got two bookings and a red card in his first three games.
Yeah.
So I think last season I had Ayoze Perez for a little bit because he was so cheap. He was under 5 million.
Oh, let's do the classic game of guess which player in the Newcastle squad's got the most points.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Okay.
We did this. I mean, we did the same thing last season.
What, with Newcastle?
Yeah, I'm sure we've done it a few times. Yeah.
Newcastle player with the most points. Do you know what? I don't know, because even their midfielders all pick up bookings. They're like a callback, and they all get themselves a fair few bookings, don't they? Is it going to be something like... It can't be Ben Arthur? No. Is it Iose again? Is he just for appearances and not getting booked? Because that's what gets you points in Newcastle.
He's got 6 points all season.
What about that... I don't know how to pronounce his name. Wijnaldum?
Wijnaldum.
Oh, he's their highest scoring midfielder.
Okay.
He's their second highest point scorer, to be fair.
It can't be Janmaat, because Janmaat got himself...
It can't be a defender or a striker, surely.
Who is it then? We've gone Wijnaldum and Iose. Who is it?
Iose, just a point of fact, has gone down nearly 500,000 since the start of the season. So he could be good value if he does do something. It's their goalkeeper, Krul. So managed to get 22
points
out somewhere.
Bonus points making saves. That's where he's got that. Because he does make... They're lucky they've got such a good keeper.
Oh, because they drew 0-0 with Man United, didn't they?
They did.
That's
yeah.
it. He got 11
and,
points.
And he makes a lot of sense. He's a great keeper.
Yeah.
So you're lucky on that point. But yeah, I think McLaren, he should either go back to working in Tesco. That was the theme, wasn't it? No, sorry. He's an assistant manager. He's an assistant manager. You should do that.
I'll take him. He hasn't displayed good enough leadership skills to Tesco. For Tesco's anymore, I don't think.
I don't think he could handle the yellow stickers. No. I think he'd scan the normal ones. Yeah. We'd all get angry.
I thought, you know, you said about Mitrovic.
Yeah.
Has he played this season?
He's been sent off.
He has.
Yeah.
Guess how many points he's got total for the season?
One.
No. He's played four games.
Okay, well, in two of those he got booked and one he got sent off. So I'm gonna say minus one.
Zero.
Is it zero?
How is that even possible?
Well, discipline.
Just by being a little bastard.
Yeah, he is.
he got 2 points in their 0-0 draw with Man United, and then he must have got sent off against Arsenal, did he?
Yeah, he's a very expensive little rascal.
Jesus Christ.
Is what he is. We can feel slightly smug. Last week, Andy and I both said we put in Martial at Man United, which Ash scoffed at a little, purely based on the logic that they have no one else and he had to play. And he's banged in two goals. So I imagine when we check the stats, when the pod comes out at the end of the week, he will be one of the most brought in players, I imagine, completely. Other striking problems. At least we're at the beginning of that bandwagon. For once. And Harry Kane's goal drought goes on. He still hasn't scored. But good news for Spurs fans is that we aren't going to slag him off all episode, which is nice. And their signing son managed to get himself a goal. So Harry Kane, he's looking less and less appealing, isn't he, Ash, as an FPL prospect?
Yeah, I mean, ever since his price went up, I don't think he was that highly picked to start with. I don't think a lot of people were jumping on the like bandwagon, as you guys say.
Just Spurs fans, I think.
Too early, yeah.
Now that they've got an actual other option up front, with you know, now that they don't have to rely have Soldado there, then he might find himself on the bench again, which is probably good for him.
Yeah, he's literally done nothing, has he?
He could probably do with a week or two off, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
I did think of a headline for if he doesn't score again next week.
Oh, okay.
Kane not able? ?
Oh.
Yeah.
Biblical.
Biblical
sporting headline. You don't get many of them.
No, you don't.
But yeah, and top scorers should be interested this week. Who do you think, Ash? You get two guesses. Don't know why not three, but you don't. Top FPL scorer this week, as in a player?
Christ. No, I don't know.
Zouma at Chelsea, 15 points.
Damn it, I was going to say. How many?
15.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, Zouma 15. Pella, Anagala, Watford 13. Martial 12. Mahrez again 11. De Bruyne and Hazard 10. So... finally, Hazard gets some points on the board. So I imagine a lot of people will be breathing a sigh of relief or frustration at getting rid of him.
I got rid of him this week. Fuck's sake.
I got rid of him 3 weeks ago. Oh. So it probably is actually all right because 10 points over those 3 weeks still isn't amazing.
I'll tell you why.
For the price of him.
Sorry, at the end of Tottenham, that Dele Alli might not be... Oh, no, is it? No.
Yeah?
Yeah, Dele Alli might not be a bad signing. He's only 4.9 million.
Is he?
It's promising, yeah.
And he is playing as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's more of an attacking threat than the likes of Ryan Mason, I think, as well. So
yeah,
it's not bad. Certainly for your bench, at least, to free up some money elsewhere.
Yeah.
And the other big subject of wildcard, I can go on record and say, you know, I am wildcarding. That's it. It's done.
I will
go one further than that and say I have wildcarded.
The verb to wildcard.
It's probably before the Capital One Cup games is reckless because anything can happen, but I can obviously still...
Yeah, you can maybe change the wild card deadline.
I've locked in some changes. It may change a bit more, but the wild card has been used.
So you're both wildcarding this week?
Have to, mate. And I'll tell you for why. Yeah. Because before we go to the break, we're going to run through the league quickly. Oh. And I am languishing down in 360th.
How many clicks does that even make you? Seven clicks?
Loads of clicks, mate. I'm a seven-click wanker. Andy is like an eight-click wanker. Yeah. He's 409th.
Fucking hell, mate.
So the artist formerly known as Tom Holmes, he is 270th.
He's 200 places ahead of you, and he's not even playing.
And that's everyone, isn't it?
And that's it. We don't need to know what else.
Back to the break.
Yeah.
Then.
So thank you. Now Ash climbs again up to 33rd.
And I had a bad week.
Fuck off! You had a bad week. 53 points. Every
week I've had Hazard as my captain. I got rid of him. That is a bad week.
No, 33rd.
I got Aguero in. Stuck with Pella. Bench Benteke. My brother, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, was 3 points behind me when the weekend started. During the weekend, jumped ahead of me, had Benteke as his captain last game. I had Pella. Benteke went off injured, got him 1 point, and Pella scored twice. Result.
So, captain choices is everything, isn't it?
Such a cliche. Both me and you, Craig, in the blogs for our five biggest mistakes we've made this season, both put captains. And what I did, and it was actually quite telling, is I worked out an average of how many points my captain's got me so far this season. I had one week where Benteke got me 18 points.
Oh, wow.
Which bumped it up a bit. But every other night, every other week, I've had either 2 or 4 points from my captain. So my average with Benteke was 5.3 a week for my captain, which is pretty abysmal. Without that one week in there, it's been, I think it was 2.4 points a week that's I was averaging great, from my captain. And that's terrible.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've been absolutely terrible. Nowhere. But yeah, I think that's what a lot of the big scorers have got. And quickly run down the top 10 before we go to the break. In 10th place is Son of Hoof, Martin Crozier. 9th place is Expected to Lose.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Oh, nice.
Alex Robertson. 8th place, he was first last week, is Cameron Hunt, a.k.a. Chunty. Cameroonscape. He only got 31 points and all the way back down. Geir Mjelder, he's the horse I'm backing, quite frankly. Isle of Nabumbu. It's in 7th place. Flaming Moe's Michael Cabrera. That guy is consistent. He's 6th. 5th, JRB defending Justin Bannon. He was top of the table before the scores got there. In 4th place, Rapid Gibbons, Chris Gibbons.
Yeah.
Oh.
Excellent.
We solved the Gibbons mystery coming up in part 2 when we do Tweets Like Chocolate. In third place is Mitchell Bathurst with Challenge Everything. He's a very philosophical man. In 2nd place, John Mjelder. Hello.
What?
Lady Norwich, his team's called. The Mjelder brothers. We have a new dynasty. The Mjelder dynasty's here.
They sound more regal.
They're Norwegian. Well. They've got a very... I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I've made that up. And in 1st place, sorry, Head Over Heart by Deeves R, but you've been totally outdone, Deevesy, because the Mjelder brothers are here. Yeah. The Mjelder brothers, keep going like this, and Tom Hardy will play both of you. In a film at some point. I haven't got a name for it yet. When Mjelder... Nothing rhymes with Mjelder. No. That's what we should call it. Nothing rhymes with Mjelder. But John and Geir Mjelder, please get in touch because you are the most exotic names we have in our league and you're second and 7th.
Do you think they're brothers? And John has once upon a time said, Geir, he's Mjelder brother.
Oi!
Oh, my word.
That's good. You can come again.
I had to guess which way round they were age-wise.
But... Well, let us know, Mjelders. They could be estranged father and son being brought together by fantasy football.
Mm.
Who knows?
Maybe they don't. Yeah, maybe they don't.
Yeah, maybe it's the guy. Who was the guy who kept tweeting in with the secret? He was getting fantasy football facts to impress his dad.
Oh, the guy. Yeah, there was a guy. It was he didn't even like football. I don't know when you were a listener, Andy, but it was a young gay fellow.
And you outed him as being... There was never any mention that he was gay.
He said he was gay.
No, you
and
said he was gay.
He used our facts for his dad, so his dad thought, oh, he likes football. And he'd just say something like, Phil Jones has let us down again this week, and his dad would like spit out his cereal. And be like,
but now they're reunited in the Mjelder family.
Exactly. So now we're going to bring the Mjelders together, presented by Holly Willoughby or something. It'll work.
Mm.
Pitch that work. But yeah, so that's the top 10. In our tweets coming up in the second section, we'll go through, just crack the Chris Gibbons mystery. And is he related to Andy Gibbons, sat here with us, or is he not? And some other tweets of yours. Also, a few bits on the sack race for Gaffer Gambler, which is obviously taking a bit of a turn. I think we can all guess who's going to be top of the favourite in the sack race. And in part 3, Ash tries to do 2 good quizzes in a row? Question mark? We'll find out. You've got all that coming up in part 2 and part 3 of the Gaffer Turn. Welcome back to part 2 of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Ash and Andy standing in for Tom Holmes, who quite frankly will be lucky to come back. So the way we're bloody going. But it is that time of the show when we read through some of the tweets you've been sending us throughout the week in Tweets Like Chocolate. We should have just got him to record it, Ash.
As if there was only some medium which we'd had him recorded saying it about 38 times previously.
That's it.
Yeah.
So just slip it in. So I'll do it. We'll do it now and I'll just go... It's tweets like chocolate, and then you'll put it in this space, wait, that space, and then no one will ever know.
Yeah, 100%. That's definitely going to be there. That. When you listen to this back, that is going to be there.
Yeah, I'll leave it with you. Yeah. But yeah, so some tweets, some of the ones we got from you that we'll read out, some of the best ones. We put the podcast out. Ash got the podcast out really quickly. Was it Wednesday night?
Possibly.
Thursday night. It was Wednesday night. Yeah. Within, honestly, 4 minutes or so, we got a tweet from Diamond Dan, who said, perfect, just got the bath running. And for some reason, it made me feel slightly uneasy.
It made me feel really uneasy, but then I listened to the podcast in the bath myself. So I was on your side, then I was on his side.
So we're in people's baths.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you that should be a competition.
Well, if you win a competition, we'll come and do the podcast live from your bathroom.
But an early situation, yeah.
Yeah.
The only person I can imagine listening to this in his bath is Tom on holiday dreaming about Andy.
Yeah, he is. He does have a bit of a thing for Andy.
He has a bit of a man crush, yeah.
But, if people want to listen in their bath, where do you listen? If you listen in your bath, let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll come and do the recording in your bath. Great acoustics. So we'll do that.
And if you are in Spain and used to do a fantasy football podcast, get in touch.
Yeah.
Because we'd love to hear from you.
If you're doing it in Spain.
if you're doing it in Spain, yeah.
Yeah. Are we giving like a French exchange letter thing, like at school?
Yeah.
Just swapping with Spain. Podcast swap. We'll do that.
Shit, does that mean I've got to go back to Spain?
You're not going off to Spain when Tom comes back. We also had a tweet from Ian Houghton. He's back from last season from actor in Warhorse fame.
Yeah.
He said his main team's at 392nd, but his no one bought over 8.5 million team sitting at 24th, season getting weirder by the week. So he carried on the trend of two teams and also did a bit of a classic. He basically did a class experiment.
Mm. And, I mean, let's be honest, he's top 400. That shouldn't be sniffed at. That's a tough achievement.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. But he's under 8. That's interesting, though. So no one in his team is allowed to cost more than 8.5 million.
It's actually good logic because, especially this season where the big money hasn't actually done anything. You look at Aguero, he hasn't, you know, the amount extra that he costs compared to everybody else, same with Costa, it's just not really been worth it. So that over the season, I think that probably might even out a little bit.
Find out. Ian will let us know, I'm sure. He's tweeting quite a lot and he's been listening since way back last season. As has Ed Hartland, who tweeted in. He said this before the game. Costa captain is the way forward this week. You heard it here first. # human santipede. So that didn't backfire at all, did it? So he didn't do much and got a 3-week ban. So,
well, good to be fair,
Barbara Hartley.
It could have been a lot worse. Costa captain last week could have been a minus.
He must
three.
Have been shitting himself during that
game. Like I was.
Well, we also had a tweet from Chris Novaks, at Chris Novaks. Lucky, didn't have to put a number on that. Twitter handle was there.
Yeah.
Happiest day of the last few years when he registered for Twitter. Yeah. He just said, time for the big players to turn up. #Aguero, #Hazard. Hazard did turn up, so I'm guessing you're going to keep him. Let us know if you're doing the same or bringing him back in even at that money. Jay Withers, 88, he's tweeted us quite a few times. Typical Mourinho, he confirmed that Pedro would be out today. #MindGames. We haven't had as much of that this season, have we, Ash? That was fucking rife last season.
Well, it did right at the start of the first game was that, wasn't it? Because he was supposed to be out. That's the very first thing that happened.
Yeah, Costa for the first 4 weeks, we just like, Willy won't you, wasn't it, all the time?
Why would you listen to anything Mourinho says?
I know.
He was the one who said that Costa did nothing wrong in his post-match press conference. You can't trust a word that comes out of his mouth anymore.
No, I don't trust. He's lost his appeal, hasn't he, really? The kind of, it's not funny anymore.
No, but it's got a bit old, hasn't it?
Yeah. We also had a tweet from Justin R. Bannon. Took a mid-game week screenshot of #JRB defending, leaving the gaffer tapes. In 5 years, I'll say I led after 6 rounds. #ShamelessWanker. So he's that excited about being top of the league midweek that he took a photo of it. I like that. That's good.
I definitely don't have a photo of when I was fifth in the world.
Yeah, you should have a photo.
Photocopied on my wall. It's not my wallpaper.
Maybe not that. I mean, but you know, JRB. Wait, is that the name of the credit company in Peep Show?
Oh, could be.
Possibly.
JRB. Oh, that's JLB.
JLB.
Yeah. God, Justin, your name was nearly cool. Change your middle name, Justin. We also had a tweet from Chunty, Cameron Hunt. Who obviously plummeted down to ninth. What a fucking embarrassment.
Yeah.
The only positives I can take out this week is the fact that I called it before it happened. What a nightmare. He did tweet us to predict that he was going to have a shocker. Sometimes you just know, don't you? And then we had a tweet from a guy who's getting it read out because he's got such a cracking name. His name's Anton Senthilnathan.
Senthilnathan.
Do people mental Senthilnathan?
Yeah.
I bet so. He does that. I bet his poker handle was inverted commas mental. Anton Mental Central Nathan. He said, I'm back from the dead. I had a horrible start, but after the last two game weeks, I went from 9-click wanker to 2-click wanker.
Just goes to show what can happen.
Yeah, that's massive, isn't it? That's pretty much the only thing keeping me going before I just jack this all in and fuck off to Spain. We had a tweet from a bloke called Ian Stimson. Don't know if you know him. He said, "Are Chelsea about to turn it round? I'm considering bringing Hazard and captaining." So genuine question for us. Have Chelsea done enough to convince you that maybe they're turning the corner? As both of you said, they will. They definitely will.
Well, I mean, they look good, to be fair. They right. did look good, and they will put together a string of results. It's just, yeah, I don't know. The more I think about it, the more these players, I'm just not sure if they're worth having in. But then anything can happen.
Ash, will you be bringing any Chelsea players in?
Oh, I just got rid of the fuckers. I don't know. What's his name? Ivanovic finally scored more than a point.
Yeah, but he's still expensive, isn't he?
Yeah, really expensive. I guess some of them would have lost value. Even Hazard, his price has barely moved.
I think we'll see Zouma brought in a lot. Yeah. No? People like him.
But you still don't know whether he's going to play over Terry.
Surely Terry's days are numbered.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but the problem is, really, because he's a Chelsea defender, he's still fairly pricey, isn't he? I don't know how much...
Yeah, no, he's not cheap.
And the problem is, if they're going to share games, even if you get 60% of the games, it's not worth paying that kind of money for somebody who's only going to play 60%.
I think you're not used to centre-half sharing games, are you? No. Like you're normally, your bread and butter, you trying to put your defence in, hoping to pick up between, I don't know, 12 and 24 points in two sheets.
When they start, they probably won't get brought off. It's just... I think he will rotate them to especially.
Yeah, no, they'll play their 90 minutes, but then you could have an expensive player playing zero.
Well, that's what I mean. So for Chelsea players, it's the same with other positions in teams like Man City. They cost so much, and then they're only going to play maybe two-thirds of the game.
It's just a new problem with defenders, because normally you can bank on, you know, Terry Ivanovic was such mainstays for so long.
Well, it used to be that you'd want your back four to be your back four every single game when they were fit.
Yeah, but obviously it hasn't been working for Chelsea. We also had an equally important question from Adam Heppenstall. Is it acceptable to eat half a Twix in one sitting, saving the rest for later? Ash, do you want to fill that one?
Kind of inhuman monster would do that.
Really? You're not a fan?
No.
I imagine Craig to be the type of person who would say that's okay, because he quite often leaves half of his dinner in the fridge for the next night.
That's true. I do that.
I would imagine Craig would be the kind of person that would have one Twix whilst he's watching Bake Off, then save the second half because later on, like 4OD, he's watching Celebrity Love Island.
Well, that's on ITV, so laughs on you, isn't it? So wrong bloody channel. No, but I did meet one animal who ate both at the same time.
Fuck
just acted
off.
Like a chocolate bar. No, and ate both fingers at the same time.
I was
antagonistic.
Dignify such things.
No, I mean, I was going to say there's maybe not a wrong answer to Heppy's question, but actually it turns out there is, and that's it. That's it. Yeah. Don't eat them both at the same time. Definitely not.
Yeah.
But I think it's admitting defeat if you save it for later, personally.
Exactly. You wouldn't do it with a Mars bar, so why do it with a Twix? Exactly. Just because there's two of them. So that's your answer, Heppy. You're a quitter. Don't quit. Don't quit anything. Twixes, smoking, none of it.
Apart from management, if you're Steve McClaren.
Apart from that, yeah. And then we another tweet from Dave Mateo, brother of Dominic. We don't know that, but we've decided now. It's been going for weeks. He's from Australia, I think, Dave. And he tweeted, Wanka or Wanker, spelt with an A or spelt with an ER. Well, it's not a debate, Dave. It's with an ER, I'm afraid. So I don't know if you're not.
No, I think he was referring to my... I presume he was referring to my game tweet.
Oh, did you tweet... Is that... What did that mean?
I think so, because I listed a load of fake potential quiz names.
Right.
Like Neil versus Real.
Sonic edition.
Yeah, Neil. Yeah, exactly. And then, so I presumed that was in reply to that.
Oh. Or maybe it was a genuine question. He was insulting me, but didn't know which one to go with.
No.
And went both.
It could have been.
Fine.
Yeah. And then we also had a tweet from League Leader Deeves, @subdodo, which I don't know what that means. Explain it. I don't know. Top of the Gaffer Tapes League. Thanks for the good tips. Time to bring in Martial, ? Also, will you cover the Champions League fantasy too? So much wrong with that tweet in so many different ways. One, we haven't given you any tips, mate. I'm 400 places behind you.
Yeah.
Anyone who still thinks this is a useful podcast for tips.
And the only tip that we did give was about Martial.
Was bring Martial in.
And bring him in. Yeah. We've already answered it.
I'd never done Champions League fantasy football. I didn't know it existed. Ash, is that one? Do you know?
Well, yeah. Well, I knew it existed, but...
Oh, I don't say it so nonchalantly. Of course I knew it existed, Craig, you dick.
Yeah, well,
he says, well, you can hear the keys typing as he searches Google.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, to be fair, it's not like you host a fantasy football podcast.
I don't host a Champions League fantasy football podcast.
Well, clearly.
Tom's gone for research.
I haven't got time. We should do it. Next season when our...
I did say next season.
When Champions League, NFL, World Cup edition starts.
I don't need more things to waste time and money on, and or money.
Oh, you know what we need? It's one of those things like Big Brother's
a hobby.
Got an after show, like the Periscope.
The ITV2 after show.
Yeah,
Like, Justin Lee Collins is free.
Yeah.
He could probably host it.
The Gaffer Tape's little brother or whatever.
Gaffer Tape's Extra Time with Justin Lee Collins.
Oh, nice.
We could do that. Would work.
There's definitely got to be a better name if you're involved in Justin Lee
Collins. There probably is a better one than Justin Lee Collins, yeah. Don't Go to Sleep. the Gaffer Tapes, Don't Go to Sleep, Justin Lee Collins. It's a late night version. There you go.
Gaffer Tapes, One Eye Open.
Yeah, any listeners not from the UK, Google him. That'll make sense to you very quickly. We also had a tweet from Chris Gibbons, top 10 player Chris Gibbons, and we speculated whether that was a relation of Andy Gibbons. The worrying thing is Andy didn't know.
Well, no. Let's not say I didn't know. I knew that I had a relation called Chris Gibbons. I just didn't know if he was a fantasy football player.
Yeah, he's not. So
well,
Chris,
we don't know that. We just know
he's not in our league. Yeah, exactly. So Chris Gibbons tweeted back and he said he's not Rowley, which was a relief for you.
Yeah.
He said, but an Australian Gibbons in Stockwell, which is literally a walk away from where Andy and I used to live, hoping to burst into the top 10 and get a guest slot on the podcast. Gibbo. Also goes by Gibbo.
Yeah.
So you are in the top 10. There's no guest slot as yet, Gibbo. Chris Gibbo.
There could be a permanent vacancy, though. You could be permanent host instead of guest.
Yeah, well, we do have an FA Cup final meetup, though, Chris, in London. So stay around. We always do that. I say always. We've done it once, but we'll do it again at the Maple Leaf, the Canadian bar in London. So we will do that anyway, Gibbo. And maybe we'll have a game of Gibbons versus Gibbons one week.
Yes.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We nearly did Gibbons versus Higgins.
Maybe it could be his prize if he wins Manager of the Month this month.
Maybe. Yeah, he is. He is sitting quite... He's Gibbons' lead for September, is the headline that Andy's always hoped to see but never has. But he is. And that's all of our tweets. But keep tweeting us. We had loads and loads and loads, obviously, of your teams as well. People helping each other out with their teams with their hashtag balls, with their pre-deadline lineup. A few tweeted about the hashtag balls, which technically is okay, but I just find it quite funny when people search balls on the internet and see fancy football teams. So I quite like that.
Talking of the manager of the month, you remember last week we were looking at the which team scored the highest that week?
Yes.
And the guy had triple pointed Mahrez, maybe?
Mahrez, he triple captained him, yeah.
Okay, the guy this week has used another one of his chips, or whatever they're calling them.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's used his bench boost.
Right.
He's got 104 points.
Ooh.
Guess how many points came off his bench?
38.
What are you going for, Andy?
That's madness, 38. I'm going to go with 21.
21. 104 points, 5.
All off his bench.
Amazing.
No, he got just 5. He got 99 points with the rest of his team.
So he got 99 points.
So he would have got the highest points out of everybody. He's used bench points.
And wasted
the
it.
Whole of his bench has scored less points than Moses did on his own.
He's wasted his chip.
Yeah, he had Martial, Pella, Son, Mahrez, Mata.
I'm glad
Mane.
He wasted it.
Yeah. It's not often you'll score 104 points and be pissed off.
Yeah.
But he will be pissed off. I'll tell you who else will be pissed off.
Go on.
Any Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
Good link, right? That was smooth. So basically it's the sack race. That was where we were going with that, Ash.
Yeah.
Looking at Gaffer Gambler stuff, obviously the sack race. No surprise to see Brendan Rodgers as the heavy favourite now.
Oh, why is he heavier than McLaren?
Well, this is it. This was my point, actually. Rodgers at 2.5. Dick Advocaat at 3. Sherwood is at 10-1, 11.0. And Steve McLaren is in there at 7.5. I think that's great value.
Fucking hell.
It just, I mean, what I think what you're betting on there is how long will Klopp hold out for.
And that really is it. How long will it take for Liverpool to get a replacement?
Will Klopp say no for long enough for McLaren to get sacked?
Yeah.
That's basically it, surely.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they find out he's up for the job, Rodgers is out.
Yeah. How persistent are they willing to be with Klopp?
Yeah.
Him say no. Get the Leicester City youth team on it. They're very persistent. They don't say that for an answer.
When they start turning up for training.
Yeah. But, well, do you not think Klopp will take it, Ash?
I think he would do, but I don't know if, I don't know if he would do it. Would he go to Bayern? Because if, I can't imagine he would he?
Well, you think Bayern are going to be in the market, do you?
Well, I thought there's, strong rumours all the time that Guardiola's going to leave at the end of the year. I think I could easily see him going to City. Maybe that's what Klopp's waiting for.
I can tell you that Klopp is also 2.5, but to get the job is favourite. And then the others are kind of just speculative guesses, to be honest. Ancelotti's at 5-1, Frank de Boer at 10-1, Ronald Koeman at 12-1, with Liverpool want to complete their Southampton raid. Michael Laudrup 12-1, Benitez 14-1, which is ridiculous. And then AVB and Sammy Herpier at
what together like well. Another Liverpool partnership.
Well, what a double man. You know, that works so well with Gerard Houllier and Roy Evans.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And then one little bet, if
Why
you fancy
is
it.
Laudrup even been spoken no about?
No idea. He's in Qatar, isn't he?
That's mad. He's not a good manager.
No. I think what you can see there from the list of candidates is why Rodgers isn't going to get sacked.
Well,
that's very true. Yeah, because Klopp's really the only one in there that they'd risk losing Rodgers for.
Yeah, unless he comes out and says, oh, like, I want to. Like, he finds out that Rodgers has been shagging his wife or something. And he just goes out and steals his job. I can't see what's going to happen.
And look at him. That's not a problem, is it? And then also, 7-1. You might like this, Bash. It's up your street. It's a bit weird. 7-1 for Sepp Blatter to go to prison by New Year's Day.
Oh, nice.
That's on Paddy Power. You can get that.
That is pretty specific.
Very specific.
Does he have to spend the night in a cell? He can't just visit a prison.
I think he has to be convicted.
Right, okay.
It's pretty long odds.
Put that on a double with Newcastle losing the next game.
Well, the bad thing about that, the bad news with that is that at 7-1, the chances are he won't be in prison by New Year's
Day.
That
is it. That is the worrying thing.
So that is annoying. Mm.
But worth a bet. Win-win.
Sure.
So that's some stupid odds, obviously. But actual bets, we will tweet some tips before the weekend of varying degrees of success. Don't by any means put your mortgage on it. But I will tweet some of the bets that catch my eye over the weekend for the Gaffer Gambler. And also tweet us some of yours. And tweet us in general at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. We do have an email, actually, that I'm going to read out in part three. We're also going to have Ash's latest quiz where Andy is playing on behalf of Tom. And Tom got his first points.
Yeah,
of the season
I'm thinking Tom might extend his holiday long enough that he gets a comfortable enough lead over you to come back.
And then that's it. We won't see him until he's about 8-4. He'll still lose it. I wouldn't worry about that. But you've got all that coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Ash and Andy. I finished the last part by saying that we had an email. I don't want to forget, we're going to read it out. It is from, do you remember last week we were talking about the guy who tweeted us saying that he used FPL on a university application?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
And we mocked him mercilessly.
Oh, no.
I said it was the best idea he'd ever had, in fairness.
No, we were pretty brutal with the guy.
You guys
were. Lucky he listened. Anyway, we've had an email from him, Dave Matteo, brother of Dominic.
Okay.
And he said, hi, guys. In the week... Oh, he's from Australia, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
In the week six show, you mentioned my tweet about including FPL on my university application. I wanted to follow it up. So I've only just applied because it's an Australian university. So that's you, Sheldon, Andy, because you said, well, it's a bit late, mate. You missed the deadline.
Yeah.
Quite dismissively.
You fucking mug, Andy.
So he said, I'll find out in November or December if I get accepted and start in March. So that's...
What?
No. No one listening can see the face you're making, but it's like you've made him really camp.
Well, you don't know Dave like I do.
Yeah,
so there's that. I'll do the rest of my normal.
No, carry on.
Ah, I felt like I was in cell block H for a second.
Yeah. Perfect. That's exactly what I was going for. I was going for heartbreak high.
You know why you're so good at this?
You're still doing the intonation even in your own voice.
Yeah. Fuck off. The reason you're good at this is because you watch, I bet, any money, you watch Australian My Kitchen is the Ruling One.
Great show. What is that?
Australian My Kitchen Rules, is it?
No, I do watch Australian MasterChef sometimes.
I think the voice he's doing is a cross between the Australian MasterChef show that he watches and the drag queen show that you watch. What's that called?
RuPaul's Drag Race. That's not Australian, that's American.
No, I know, but I'm talking about the campness
from that. I think there's a touch of Summer Heights High in there as well, which is obviously quite camp. Play Slap the Butcher. So I applied to do a statistics course. And since I'm 26, I had to apply as a mature age student, which included a section asking me about my hobbies that may pertain to the course I'm applying for.
You're getting camper, Mr.
So I mentioned keeping spreadsheets of my own FPL statistics. It seemed better than mentioning nothing. Andy.
Why are you so snappy?
He's sassy, Dave. It seemed better than mentioning nothing, especially considering sports statistical analysis is part of the curriculum. Andy.
You mug.
Yeah, you mug.
God. I really feel like I've been told.
Cheers, Dave. So that's from Dave.
Yeah. This is why we had Andy back on, so he could put you in your fucking place, pal. Well,
that's a great accent.
Well, yeah, but the problem is, it wasn't just me, it was you doing it, and so you get to take the piss out of him and dish the telling off out.
I don't remember making fun of him. I wished him all the best for his further education.
Well, I think we all did that.
No, we were saying how good it was, and you were here giving it big, talking about your fucking horse mate and the peacock.
How is this? This is not...
You can't see Andy's face. Andy just wrote on a bit of paper in front of me as well. He just said, Unit 26, what have you been doing for the other 5 years, mate?
That's definitely not true. I started further education age 24.
No, well, do you know what? Best of bloody luck to you, Dave.
Yeah, you're doing something proper. You didn't go to fucking ballet school or whatever Andy did.
He did genuinely do ballet where he went.
I did one lesson and then did...
Yeah, see.
So,
good on
you, Dave.
Dave
Matteo, listen, he was never going to make it like Dominic.
I do own a pair of dancing shoes. I don't know what they're called. They're not tap shoes, but they're like, they have a name. But they got slippers. Worn once. They're like slippers.
Like linen slippers. Are they comfy?
Very comfy, yeah.
This is like reverse Billy Elliot, I've just realised, where the drama student is being like, is stopping the guy, statistical Australian hard man, from living out his dream.
Andy gave up the safe dream of ballet to pursue a career in sports broadcasting, and his family said, no son of mine will ever do sports broadcasting.
Yeah.
Get back to ballet. I don't want to do ballet. What do you mean? It's all very much like that. But yeah, keep those emails coming. And good luck, Dave. Let us know if you get into uni, and in a way, you're welcome.
Yeah.
In a way.
Can I take this opportunity to say bloody, bloody good luck?
Yeah, bloody good luck,
bloody,
mate.
Bloody best of luck to you, mate.
Good luck, Jurassic. So but bit of fantasy football, we probably should talk about that. Before we do the quiz, fixtures coming up this week. As I'm sure you're all aware, but we'll pick out any games that stand out for where we think there might be some points afoot. Spurs play Man City, the 12:45 game. Is that the BT Sport game?
Yeah.
So if you haven't got BT Sport, tough shit. Unlucky at that one. Spurs Man City, Leicester play Arsenal, which is probably quite a tough away game for Arsenal. Liverpool Villa, every game's a tough game for Liverpool, even Villa at home. Man United Sunderland. Southampton versus Swansea, Stoke versus Bournemouth, West Ham versus Norwich, Newcastle Chelsea, Watford versus Palace, and West Brom versus Everton. So I guess looking at the fixture list, like you mentioned earlier, Ash, the should you bring Chelsea players in or not? If you are going to do it, now's the week, because Newcastle are abysmal.
I'm really intrigued to know what's going to happen in that match.
I can't believe I dropped Hazard. They're going to murder them, aren't they?
Well, that's why the wild card's tempting, I guess.
You could just see it being the game which Newcastle get a point or something.
You think so?
I mean, not based on any football logic whatsoever, other than the fact that that's what happens.
Well,
in
that's
football.
Right on McLaren Street.
Yeah.
No football logic.
Yeah. I think if you had to put your money on it and you were faced with who you're going to put it in the hands of, McLaren or Mourinho, who's more likely to win you the money back?
The Chelsea players, they're really bad, Newcastle. Chelsea will definitely have a different mood going into that game. But then...
Yeah.
God, there are some tragic matchups, aren't there? Man United at home to Sunderland might be
another massive one.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone... that's why Martial will be brought in by a lot of people this week. Because Sunderland's are also pretty awful right now.
Man United,
Sunderland's a big matchup.
Sturridge as well. Now he's back. First game at home. Benteke's out. Against Villa?
Playing him against Norwich was the definition of panic. A guy who probably shouldn't have been starting any games. But I think Man United, I'll say it now, it's probably they'll end up drawing 2-2 or something. But I can't see how they'll concede to Sunderland at home.
Man United should win that
cup. That's a clean sheet. You can't predict how many goals or who's going to score. But you can see if you've got two Man United defenders in your squad, stick them both in for that one. And if you're making any transfers, that's worth looking at because I can't see them conceding there. I think Bournemouth will struggle away at Stoke as well. They do a lot better at home than they do away from home, even though they're a decent side. But there's a few difficult ones to call. Watford Palace I wouldn't like to call. Leicester Arsenal I wouldn't like to call, to be honest with you. But I would say, I think Man City will get back to winning against Spurs as well, actually. But Man City beating Man U, Sunderland, Man City, Spurs. And I think Stoke at home to Bournemouth are quite good places for points, to be honest with you.
You think
Stoke's got Stoke's defenders? Really?
But the thing is, what Williamson? Or is it Williams?
Wilson, Callum Wilson.
Sorry, yeah.
He's always everywhere. A goal threat, but I just think Bournemouth are going to get a lot of their points. I think they'll pick their battles. And obviously, Stoke away is a game they can win, but that's not their bread and butter for points this season.
Tough game for them.
No one likes playing at Stoke. It's the first time they've done it in the big boys' league, and I think that's a Stoke win. I think Stoke will be looking at that game to really dominate it and capitalise.
I don't know what the odds are. A few quid on Norwich to beat West Ham might not be a bad idea.
You think so? Why? Are they a particularly bogey team or something?
No, we'll look at our form thus far. You know, we're much better away than we are at home, and especially at home against teams that we're expected to beat, you know, given our league position at least.
Well, they just got a good result at Anfield. So, yeah.
Although their leading goal scorer is their defender, isn't he? Martin, is it?
Russell Martin, yeah.
Yeah, Russell Martin.
If they can come away from Liverpool and West Ham away from home with 2 points, they'd be very, very happy with that. But yeah, so tweet us where you think the points to be scored in there. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, or what you're going to do, what transfers you're bringing. If you're wildcarding, let us know. Because obviously you could tweet us an early team if you're wildcard team, because it could change completely by the time we actually the game week starts. But it is time for Craig versus Tom in the guise of Andy. It's 4-1, is that right? 4-1?
4-1, yeah.
Or 1-0.
Or 1-0. Yeah, it's 4-1, though, isn't it, really? So it is 4-1 to me, with Andy playing on behalf of Tom. Last week we had Neil or Real International, which was a viral sensation, almost, nearly. And this week we've got Ash.
More of the same. Basically doing the exact same thing again, but with this, my idea was, we're going to do it, but with the Europa and Champions League coefficients to see if they actually make sense.
There's nothing like a short, snappy sales pitch.
Yeah.
And Ash nails that. Every time.
I try and make it as confusing as possible. And the simpler the game, the better. The more confusing it can be. Basically, it's Neil
considering we played the game last week, based on that description, I have no idea what the hell we're doing.
I'm not sure if your irony's going to turn up in a second.
I can only hope.
Yeah.
So you're going to give us a team. Two teams.
Two teams. Example, like, I don't know, Chelsea example and Man good. City. And you have to tell me which one's ranked higher in the coefficient.
In the UEFA club rankings.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. There you go. Yeah. Do you see, Ash, all you'd said there was, last week we played Neil O'Reilly International, where you had to guess who was the highest out of two teams in the FIFA rankings. This week we convert it to the club football. Well, I'm going to give you two teams, and you've got to guess who's got the higher UEFA coefficient. That's it. That was it. See how good that was.
In fairness, that's why you're the presenter.
Yeah. Because of the accents. Because of my Australian accents, I'm the presenter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you were as good at me as thinking up mental quizzes, you could be the quiz show host as well.
That's also true. I don't have that.
No.
Well, let's get on with it, you flaming galah.
Okay. Right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah, ready.
Right. So, first one. Which has got a higher UEFA ranking? Real Madrid FC or FC Barcelona?
Okay. Ooh. The FCs felt important,
but
I don't think they were. I think that was a red herring. Mm. I don't think you need to worry about the FCs.
I'm giving you the official names.
Okay.
This is tough.
Okay, I've got mine. Andy?
I've got mine.
Okay, I got mine. What have you gone with?
Gone for Barca.
I've gone for Barcelona as well.
Wrong.
Oh, for fuck's sake. This is similar to last week. I was thinking on history of like the last few years.
I don't understand how Barcelona possibly aren't ahead, but there you go.
Yeah.
So it's Real Madrid.
Okay, that now questions my logic for the other nine questions.
Yep. Okay, so next one. Manchester United FC.
Yeah.
Manchester City FC.
Okay, I've got mine. I'm going to test the water, and if I got it wrong, then I'll just have to go the opposite. But I've gone for Man U based on history again, in the hope that it's a double
win. Well, I've gone Man City based on the fact that obviously United missed a year.
Yeah. Ash?
There's only one serious player in this competition and it's Andy, 1-0.
Okay, I needed one more wrong one to start to really gauge it.
So now you're none the wiser.
I want to know the system.
Okay, third one. This is where you play at home. Swansea City AFC versus Hearts of Midlothian FC.
Right.
Oh, I've seen that. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, this is horrible.
Yeah.
Because,
right, well, I'll go with mine. Give him the logic.
Wait a minute, has he written his down yet?
Yeah, he's written his down. Yeah. Given the logic of the last couple of years, Brandon, my Hearts haven't qualified for however long, and we haven't got past the qualifying stages in years and years and years. I've gone for Swansea because they appeared more recently in the group stage.
Well, I wanted to go with Hearts, but I've gone with my Hearts.
Yeah.
And gone with Swansea. But I just think that maybe there's more weight
We've qualified more often for Europe than you
have.
Yeah,
this is the point. But I've gone Swansea.
I've gone Swansea.
You're both correct. One all.
Okay. But that just shows you, because you qualified for Europe once, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That tells you what you need to know.
Next up.
We played in Europe, though.
I know, yeah. But that's what I mean.
AC Milan versus FC Internazionale Milano.
Right. Such a dick. Milan, Inter or Milan, basically. Right. God, this is tough. Okay, I've got mine. It's tough, though. He makes very strange sounds when he's quizzing. We get thrown out of the pub constantly. Right, I've gone Inter.
I've gone AC.
AC.
Fuck, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I'm in trouble, mate.
So what's the score?
1 out of 4.
3-1.
3. I'm in all sorts of trouble.
Okay. Tottenham Hotspur FC.
Yeah.
Arsenal FC.
Okay.
Well,
well, now I'm just confused, though.
But I mean, surely we've gone the same here.
I've gone Arsenal,
of course.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks fuck for that. Otherwise, I'd lost all faith in the game. Not this game, the game.
Football as a whole.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. West Ham United FC.
Yeah.
Olympiakos Valou FC.
Okay. Now, what have you gone?
I have gone with our Greek friends, Olympiakos.
Now, you said Olympiakos Valou, and I think that's the name of a different provincial side. So I've gone West Ham.
That would be really naughty.
Craig knows me too well.
I knew it. Olympiakos Valou is the name of a provincial Greek side. That's not Olympiakos. Yes, point.
Well, he hasn't said if it could still be.
Am I right? It's West Ham.
It is West Ham, yeah.
Yeah, fucking you. He wouldn't have had West Ham not as the answer.
That's actually the point, yeah.
Okay. 3 for me.
I feel sick after that. I feel cheated.
No, you're on 5, aren't you?
No, I'm on 4.
That's 3.
Okay, right.
Okay. Liverpool FC.
Yeah.
AS Monaco FC.
Good dork. Okay.
Okay.
What have you gone?
Well, I've gone with Monaco based on the fact that surely playing the Champions League gets you more than playing in the Europa League.
Yeah, and I've gone Monaco because of those first 2-3 answers. So yeah, Monaco.
Oh, I knew you'd both go Monaco because they did Arsenal last year. No, it's Liverpool.
Is it?
Yep.
Fuck. Why? Sorry, why? What are the rules? I don't know the rules anymore. Right, it's 4-3 still. Question 8.
Newcastle United FC, Fulham FC.
Oh, fucking hell.
Have even of these even got points?
Okay, got mine.
I'm not even close to thinking. I have no idea.
I can't even write the full names anymore because I know Andy's methods last week. Oh, yeah. To how long my pen was on the paper.
Yeah.
Which is scandalous.
I haven't been doing that this week, to be fair.
Right.
I don't even know why. I can't even give an explanation.
I've gone Fulham.
I've gone Fulham.
Because I remember their run to the Europa League final in 2007. And
surely
I don't think Newcastle
cycle than that.
But I don't think Newcastle qualify for Europe since then. So that would be the most recent European competition.
Inexplicably, Newcastle are 30 places ahead of Fulham.
That's fucking nuts. How is that even possible? Oh, this is Seth Blatter's fault. He should be in jail. 7-1
in the next.
Reduce those odds. Reduce those odods now.
Okay.
Question 9. I need these.
Malmo FF.
Yeah.
Versus Southampton FC.
That's okay. Well, I'm now torn because I want to go for the answer I think's right, but I also need to start going for the answer that I think Andy won't have, and I'm torn between those two things because he's 1 point ahead of me. But I've got mine. What have you gone for?
I've gone for Malmo.
I've gone Malmo as well, so that's fucking useless.
Well, at least you'll both get a point.
Yeah, I know, but it's now 5-4 going into the last one.
Oh, final questions.
I just need to get the opposite of Andy. To name the good rom-com idea, the opposite of Andy. Write that down.
It's what every girl's looked for since they've met me.
Right. Initially, I had this written down as FC Europa.
Yeah.
But I decided to go for two teams you'd actually know who they were.
Okay.
Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah.
And Paris Saint-Germain.
Oh, fuck. That's good, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is good.
Okay.
I've done mine purely on the basis that I think Andy's going to go for the other one. So what have you gone with?
Okay, I've gone with mine based on the fact that I think that the German league will get a bit more weighting in the points giving.
So you've gone Dortmund.
So I've gone
Fuck,
Dortmund.
I've gone Dortmund.
Yes.
Oh.
Needed to hear.
And you're both losers because it was PSG.
Oh, you could have got
son
it right.
Of a bitch.
I could have got it right. Oh, well, that's
so it's 4-2 to Craig, but 2 points clawed back for Tom.
It doesn't feel like a victory when you say 4-2 to Craig.
Because it's not really, is it?
But I know Tom's coming back and then everything will be fine. Because Tom will go, fuck it, Dortmund have been there on a stag do. And then we'll write down something else and he won't know what to do with any of it. He'd have been fine.
Well, maybe this will give him the confidence to push on, though.
I don't know.
Here's the just
come
the
back with a tan, looking sexy.
True.
That, two
points clawed back.
The tiebreaker question.
There was a tiebreaker, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What rank are the highest ranked Italian team?
Ooh, good question.
Bonus Toblerone for telling me who they are, although that's easy.
Okay, I've gone for something quite ridiculous. Have you got a number?
I've got a number.
Oh, your number's 50.
50.
I went 17.
Well, you're both fucking mental. Juventus got to the final last year.
Yeah, I know. The way you phrased the question made it sound surprisingly low.
Seventh.
That was anti-climax all round, Ash.
I thought you'd go like 8 and 6, and then it'd be like, who got the
thank
closest?
God it didn't go to a tie break.
Jesus Christ.
That's all I can say.
Well, you would have won it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. But, if you'd picked PSG, it would have been all over.
I had 6 opportunities to get more points, man. I didn't take any of them, so I wasn't going to take that one. But yeah, play along. If you have played along to that, don't play along. You haven't got a time machine. If you haven't played along to that, then tweet us how badly we've done, basically, at the Gaffer Tapes, because Andy won, but only just. It's 4-2 to me in the series. And when Tom comes back, I'm pretty sure I'll extend that lead again.
Even if I think if you've played that at home and you've done well, it's probably a bad thing. Because if you've got the same mindset as the coefficient.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know the FIFA, if you agree with the FIFA rankings or the UEFA coefficients, then there's problems. So there is that. Maybe your second team's doing well in the league. But yeah, tweet us anyway before the deadline. I'm at the Gaffer Tapes. Any thoughts on the podcast? Any questions for the next one? Screenshots of your team. Anything really. Betting slips. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com and check out thegaffertapes.com blog as well. I've written one. Andy's written one on the 5 mistakes we've made so far this season. There'll be lots more content going up on there. And follow us all on Twitter. You can follow Ash at Gremzilla. That's right, Ash.
You got it.
You can follow me at Craig Hazel. You can follow Andy at the Andy Gibbons. For anything we've got to say of interest, and follow at the Tom Holmes as well. He's got his solo show coming up. I think it's sold out, but you know, you never know. There'll be no tickets out, but I'll be one. Maybe I'll flog mine. I've seen it all before.
You'll get a lot of money for that.
Yeah, big time, a lot of money. But yeah, so tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. That's pretty much all we've got time for this week. But good luck for game week 7, and tweet us how you get on. But for now, thank you and goodbye.